From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Two high-profile business leaders announced today that they're leaving their jobs. The CEO of drug maker Bristol Myers Squibb is out, thanks to his handling of a patent dispute. More on that in a few minutes. And the chair of computer maker Hewlett-Packard is leaving because of a scandal that exploded at that company over the last week. Patricia Dunn is stepping down under pressure after it was exposed that HP spied on its own board of directors. The surveillance tactics used by the company have drawn scrutiny from both state and federal prosecutors. Dunn plans to give up her chairwoman's title in January, although she will remain on the board. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Dunn's announcement that she's stepping down comes after a special board meeting that began over the weekend and continued until late last night. CEO Mark Hurd will take over as HP's chairman in January. Charles Elson, who runs the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware, says the company had little choice but to replace Dunn, who'd ordered the controversial investigation of boardroom leaks to the news media.
I think what they did was to make the best of a tough circumstance. She, unfortunately, has become a lightning rod in this, and by stepping down as chair, she no longer becomes the focus of the controversy.
Dunn said in a statement today that it was important for HP to control the news leaks, but she apologized for what she called inappropriate techniques. HP revealed last week that one of its contractors had secretly posed as board members and news reporters to obtain their telephone records without the board members' or reporters' consent, a tactic known as pretexting. Elson says the resulting controversy makes the cure far worse than the disease.
No one can condone a leak. A leak is a bad thing. That being said, I think in this case, the investigation was much more damaging to the board and the company than the leak itself.
Both state and federal prosecutors are investigating HP's methods. UC Berkeley pretexting expert Chris Hufnagel says the practice runs afoul of several state and federal laws.
Pretexting is basically identity theft. When identity thieves do it, they do it in order to steal your money. So a pretexter is essentially a form of identity theft where the end goal is not money, but rather records and personal information about the victim.
California Attorney General Bill Lockyer believes laws were broken in the course of the leak probe, but he says it's too early to tell whether the blame stops with the contractor or extends to HP itself.
Probably both the person who authorized or ordered it as well as the person who did it, depending on the degree of knowledge up the line.
Dunn said today the techniques used in the leak probe, quote, went beyond what we understood them to be. Yesterday, the House Energy and Commerce Committee demanded to know who conducted the leak probe. Berkeley's Hufnagel says both the committee and federal regulators already have known pretexting companies in their sights.
There are approximately 50 pretexting operations that are currently under investigation. And if it turns out that Hewlett-Packard hired one of these companies that everyone knows is under investigation, it could create greater legal liability for them.
CEO Mark Hurd says he's taking action to make sure techniques like pretexting won't be used again, adding such tactics have no place in HP. Meanwhile, the board member who was found to be the source of at least some leaks to the news media announced today he's resigning. Longtime board member George Keyworth says the invasion of privacy was ill-conceived, but that the only thing that matters now is that HP have a chance to move beyond what he calls the current morass and put, quote, every aspect of this unfortunate matter in the past. Scott Horsley, NPR News.